I'm in Christ Jesus. I sure am glad that He loved us enough that He sent His Son to die for the sins of this old world. Then one day I'm glad He sent the Holy Ghost down to where I live and dealt with my old sinful heart and drew me by His amazing grace. He said, if You will, I will. I said, oh Lord, I want it more than anything. And friend, I'm going to tell you, I'd have walked to Birmingham that morning if God would have saved me. But I didn't have to walk nowhere. I just had to take a step toward Him. And I'm glad He saved me by His good and His amazing grace. If you have a Bible this evening, if you turn with us into John's Gospel, chapter number 2, I appreciate the goodness of the Lord tonight. I sure have enjoyed the singing. Somebody say amen. We've got enough singing, but I'm glad we've had some singing tonight. Paul and Silas sang in the midnight hour. If there's ever been a time that God's young'uns ought to be a-singing, it is tonight. We got somebody to sing about, friend. Let me tell you, this journey is hard, but I sure am glad that Jesus is going to see us through every mile of the trip. And I praise His good name tonight. And I love Him and I praise Him for how good that He's been to me. He ends John's Gospel, chapter number 2. I like what the Bible says. Matter of fact, you can just turn anywhere. It'll all be good tonight. John said, and the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and His disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, if you write in your Bible, that'd be a good place to underline. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto Him, they have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. But I sure am glad He had it inside. Boy, Calvary wasn't far from there. I sure am glad that He went on toward the cross tonight. And then He said this, Jesus said to her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour's not yet come. And His mother said to the servant, you can underline this in your Bible. It's a good place to mark in there. Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. And there were set six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water. And I like what they did. I don't know if they're Baptist or not. They filled them to the brim. I love going to church with folks that get filled to the brim. Amen. Get filled to the brim. That's what we need this week. And then He saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor. Oh Lord, you may be seated tonight. Rabbits is getting up everywhere. Go on, you can be seated tonight. You know, if there's ever been a time that somebody needs to get filled and run tell the governors about it, it is tonight. Amen. Yeah, we got something good to tell the politicians this evening. One man or one party ain't going to straighten all this out. But I know somebody tonight that can straighten it all out. And if God's young'uns would just get filled and go share it with somebody, hey, I'm going to tell you, God is still in the filling business tonight. And then He said these words. He said, bear them out and take them to the governor. Then when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants that drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, now this is a little different. Every man, he said, I've been around to a lot of meetings and I've been around to a lot of ceremonies. But he said, something's different here. He said, every man at the beginning doeth set forth good wine. And when men are well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee.
manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. And after this, he went down to Capernaum. He, his mother, and his brethren, and his disciples, they continued there not many days. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for this good time together under the tabernacle this evening. I thank you, Lord, for every heart that has been touched here. We thank you, Lord, for the days that have gone by. Lord, what a great heritage that you've put in this land. But Lord, realizing that you're not only the God of yesterday, you're the God of today. And I sure am glad, Lord, that you can do something tonight. I pray now that you'd speak to our hearts. I'm a needy preacher tonight. I pray that you'd use me to be a blessing. Fill me and spill me tonight. Oh, God, I pray you'd touch our hearts. If it be one here lost and undone without Christ, I pray that you would draw them with your cords of love and save them by your amazing grace. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask you, amen and amen. I want to preach tonight on this simple subject on when the wine runs out. Now, always in the Bible, the wine has been a representation of joy. Why, anybody that would condone just a little bit of drinking, before long they would get on the wrong road. And there's been a lot of folks say, well, I'll just take a little drink and it won't bother nobody. But before long it come back and haunted them and gave them life that they're very sorry of tonight. But I come to tell you this evening that Jesus has joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm glad there's something in the Bible that's not in a bottle tonight. I'm glad the Lord knows our every need. Now, by way of preaching, notice, first of all, there was a marriage. And I believe that it was still between a man and a woman in that day and hour. I believe it's that way tonight. God's not changed about His Bible. And so you'll notice that there was a marriage involved. Now, there's been a lot of weddings. There's been a lot of ceremonies. But you'll notice when Jesus is brought around, there'll be a marriage. I'm glad tonight that I've been married to my little bride for 36 years this December. I thank the Lord that He allowed our paths to cross. She is a little Baptist girl. I was a little Church of Christ boy, and somebody had told me the biggest lie I'd ever heard. They said at 12 years old, if you'd be baptized and live good enough, you can wait to see if you can make it to heaven. I'm glad I've got a better story to tell than that tonight. I'm glad Jesus still saves old sinners. I'm glad one day He come down to where I was and introduced Himself unto me. But I met my wife, and I sure am glad God let our paths cross. But you'll notice that God is interested in marriage. And I believe with all of my heart in the church that I pastor and the church that many of you pastor, if there's anything that we're missing joy in our marriage. Amen. We're missing joy in our meetings. Every one of us ought to realize tonight that God has been so good to us. You say, well, preacher, I got saved. Well, y'all let your face in on it. Somebody say amen right there. Friend, if somebody come around to your church and you're mullet grubbing and you got the Baptist pooch lip, why would anybody want to come in there to where you are? You ought to put your hand out and say, I'm glad that you come to see us this morning. You say, well, preacher, they don't look like us and don't smell like us. I'm glad God still saves old sinners. Amen. We all ain't got to look alike. We all ain't got to smell alike. But we all need to believe alike, Brother Rick. Amen. It's still the blood of the darling Lamb of God. And the thing that matters when we stand before God, do we know His darling Son? I want to go on inserting something before I get to the preaching. I'll just meddle a little bit while I feel at home. Amen. I like the folks around High Point, North Carolina. Amen. I sort of feel at home. I love to see these quilts pulled out tonight. I was raised way out in the country, and My mama put so many quilts on the bed, she needed a bumper jack to get out from under there in the morning. Amen. We lived in an old coal house, and you could have thrown a cat through the crack in the wall, but I'm glad that I had a mama and daddy that loved me. Well, glory. I'm glad I've got a heritage. I'm glad I got a mama and daddy that loved me. But better than that, I'm glad I've got a home on high tonight. I'm glad, honey. Hey, I'm glad heaven is our home. And we ought to be glad of what God has done for us. We're living in the last day. And we're living in the last hour. And if there's ever been a group of people that has the greatest opportunity in America, it is tonight. God's never intended for us to be a socialist country. Never intended us to be a socialist people. I believe we ought to love people and do good to people. But I'll tell you something tonight. The Muslim faith has crept into America. It's crept into our schools. I got news for Birmingham. I got news for the White House. I got news for Nashville tonight. If you miss God's son, you know nothing about the God of Isaac and Jacob and Abraham. You've got to go through the blood tonight. I'm glad on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, and there the God man reached down and gave his life to me and you, that we could all go to heaven and live one day. I want to mark it down and mark it down good. I know in whom I believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that glorious day. We ought to be the happiest people in America. Our sins are gone. We've got a Bible that's still right. Hey, hey, we've got God that lives in us. The Spirit of God said he'd lead and guide you into all truth. I'm glad tonight I'm on the winning side. Pick your head up, children. God loves you. He's coming back for us one day. Hey, hey, I'm glad he knows where we are tonight. We lived out in the country so far. They took me to town, to kindergarten, and dropped me off. Lord, that was the horriblest thing that ever happened in my life. My daddy had a 68 GMC. He'd let me out in the yard in. I'll never forget, I looked at that schoolhouse, thought he'd drop me off at the penitentiary. Somebody say amen. I looked back in that old truck, and it's what I said, Brother Rick. Daddy, you ain't going to leave me, are you? Daddy, you ain't going to leave me, are you? He assured me. I'd look out them school windows for that old green GMC truck pulling down the driveway. But honey, I come to tell you, I'm not looking for a green GMC tonight. I'm looking for a cloud coming out in the eastern sky. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm glad he's coming back for us one glorious day tonight. There's ever been a time that we need joy. We need joy. We need joy where we work. We need joy where we go to church. We need joy. The joy of Jesus. Housed up in Burnsville, North Carolina, and this little fella coming by and passing out tracts one day. He said, I want you to know I'm the happiest man in the world. I said, well, I want to ask you something. What's going to happen when something comes around and messes up your happiness? Because happiness comes from happenings. But I've noticed this, honey. Joy comes from Jesus. And I'm glad through your circumstances and through all of your unhappiness, Jesus can give you joy to go through everything. He said, I'm the happiest person in the world. I said, well, I got joy, friend. I'm not too happy today, but I got joy. So I thank the Lord. Now, notice about this when the wine runs out tonight. You'll notice that in this Bible that there was a man involved. He is God-man. His name was Jesus. And you'll notice this. He was invited to the marriage. I don't know about you, but I've noticed this, that the Lord will come by where he's welcome. We all ought to be waving and say, even so, come Lord Jesus. We need you here tonight. Matter of fact, in order for me to get back over here, it'd been a year or so since I'd been. I punched into my GPS how to get over here, Brother David. But I sure am glad we didn't have to give God a GPS tonight. I'm glad God knows where we are. And I've noticed this about the Lord. He comes around where He's invited. If there's ever been a time that God's people needs Him in our midst, it is tonight. Oh, John was on the Isle of Patmos all by himself. And he said, all of a sudden I heard behind me a sound of a trumpet, a voice of many waters. He said, I looked in the midst of seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of God. I'm glad He's interested in our meetings tonight. God's not interested about how big men you can get, but how big He can get. And I'm going to tell you tonight, He needs to be invited in everything we're doing. It'd do you good when you go to church Sunday, say, we ain't going to sing this song. We ain't going to do nothing. We say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come on up in here and see about what we're doing. Because, friend, when He's walking in the midst, there'll be a lot of people get help. And I don't know about y'all. I know gas has come down. I done seen it $1.70-something in the Carolinas. But I want to say this on record tonight. Gas is still too high to drive to a dead church. We need the Lord in our church. And so you'll notice this great marriage. There was an invitation and there was inspiration. When Jesus is called, there'll be a marriage. Then there's a great illustration. Jesus loves to come where He's invited. And then there's information. The word got out. They have no wine. It don't take long. Somebody will figure out that your wine's run out. Now, notice there was a woman involved. I'm glad God had a woman in mind. Matter of fact, the Jehovah Witness don't believe what I'm fixing to preach unto you, but I sure am glad that God had a woman in mind. You say, why is that, preacher? Because He picked out a little virgin woman that would be conceived of the Holy Ghost, would give forth child in a lowly little stable. I'm glad He had a woman on His mind. I'm glad that God was born God-man. There's a lot of boys believe He was a good man. But the Bible says a lot more than that. He's God-man. You remember Mark chapter number 4 where the weather got up. The Bible said He was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillar. Amen. Hey, the disciples run to Him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And I love what He done. The Bible said that He stood in the hinder part of the ship and He cried out and He said, peace be still. You say, what's the difference in a good man and God man? I'll tell you this tonight. There's a lot of boys that talk about the weather, but there's only one that can talk to the weather. Amen. He said, peace be still. And it laid down. There's a lot of boys talk me out of a fishing trip and a hunting trip because they said bad storm was a coming, but there's only one gets it right every time. He can speak to the weather tonight. And He said, peace be still. And they said, my, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey His voice? I come to tell you tonight, He's a lot more than a good man. He's God man. And I'm glad He had a lady in mind. We're not to worship her. We're not to pray unto her. God used her as a vessel that He could reach the world by God's amazing grace. And I sure am glad tonight I've got my doctrine right. I ain't a crying down to Mary. I ain't a counting beads wondering if I'm going to get home. Honey, I know who the builder and maker is. That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob tonight. And I praise the Lord. They rolling out the red carpet to Washington this week. The Pope's coming in town. I wish they'd get a good red-faced, vein-popping, doctrinally sound preacher to get up there and say, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. That little socialist message at that little Olstein crowd's a crying tonight. Don't offend nobody. I tell you how not to be offended. Don't say nothing, don't do nothing, and don't be nothing. And you won't offend nobody. That's what the devil, it's just too loose under here tonight. That's what the devil wants every preacher in America to do is to hush. Everybody ain't going to love you, boys. If you're standing up with this Bible and telling them what thus saith the Word of God, you ain't going to please everybody. But Brother Rick, you've been in it longer than I have. If I can please him, mission accomplished. Mission accomplished. They might not call us to preach at the Taj Mahals, but I'd rather be under here with God's people in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yes, amen. Yeah. I worked for Pepsi-Cola a long time, and a man at one of our plants died, and he was big who's who in the community. And man, they had the mayor there. They had everybody there in Birmingham, Alabama. I'll never forget it. I was sitting over there, you know, and there I was, pastor of Liberty Baptist Church. A place tries to preach the Bible and tells people right and love people. Somebody say amen right there. A man can still preach right and love people, not be so mean everybody can't stand him. Somebody say amen right there. This feller, bless his heart, he just didn't have no testimony at all. Just a bad testimony. Everybody got up just to bragging on everything that he had accomplished. All that he knowed and all he had done. It went on about an hour and a half, and I noticed something change. The moderator turned around, Brother David. He said, we've got this man's secretary that's going to close the service. And I'll never forget what I seen. Little fella from Sand Mountain, Alabama, jumped up and his tie was tied about right there. I said, uh-oh, things fit to go to picking up now. He is one of them preachers get up a hacking and he's praying. I like them kind of preachers, amen. I mean, you want to breathe for him. Breathe, 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 breathe. That little tie struck him about right there where he had it tied. I said, oh, my, he ain't in the fashion crowd. We're fixing to hear something now. He preached the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, people left out of there. They were so mad. But you know what? Heaven was glad. Fellas, can I help you in preaching right here? You'll never go wrong bragging on his son. Church, can I help you right here? And you go in the meeting, you'll never go wrong on bragging on his son. We had a visitor that day come in. Our church looked sort of like a, you know, First Presbyterian outfit. And a feller come in, he said, where's y'all's program? They said, yonder he stands, right yonder. There's our program. He calls on singing, preaching. He just tries to mind the Lord. That's all we know how to do around here. He said, why you say all of that, preacher? Well, he was a God man. Oh, he sure does need to be magnified tonight. He's worthy of all our honor and all of our praise. So you'll notice when the wine run out that the Lord had a woman in mind. And now watch this. Now some of you fellas probably not going to like this, but look what she said. All of a sudden the mother of Jesus turns around and she says, now In verse 5, his mother said to the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Somebody say, mama knows best right there. Come on now, you little henpecked looking feller. Go on. You say, I ain't henpecked. You got hen house ways, though. She can be right sometime. Boy, my wife, Brother David's told me a lot of things. I get at the back door of the church. I say, how's that this morning? She say, it's too long. You know, there's a difference in a preacher being long-winded and holding people captive. Somebody say amen right there. Now, I know you done been here a week. I'm going to cut about half off every night if I can. That ain't no promise. I'm going to try. Sometimes she'll say, we done heard that. You ought to study more. My wife is so honest. I'm glad I married me an honest woman. Somebody say amen right there. I'll lay me out a tie and a suit and get ready to go out. She'll say, wait, you ain't going looking like that, are you? Somebody say mama knows best right there. You know she does. And so they'd run out of wine. And then you'll notice as the story unfolds, not only is there a woman involved, but in verse 3, it changed your whole life. There was a woman involved. This is what she said. And when they wanted wine, I was with a feller maybe a couple years ago, Brother David, got a good church. I mean, solid church, Bible preaching man. I was sitting over there, and God trying to stir, and his people just sitting there. He said, Brother Ken, I'd like to ask you something. He said, why ain't God doing nothing here at our place? I said, because you people don't want nothing. You see, the reason we don't see God manifest his glory more than we get to see, because we don't want nothing. We're the Laodicean church age. We have need of nothing. But Jesus said, but you know it's not that you're poor, blind, wretched, and miserable. We've never had it so good, but we've never had the Holy Ghost so much missing in all of our heritage. I told people the other week, some of y'all wouldn't like this at all. And my people didn't really like it. I don't expect y'all to like it. But I had the Rollins in. There's a singer that sung three songs. I felt the Holy Ghost stir and move. My people just sitting there just looking. I stood up and I said, hang on a minute, y'all. I said, y'all don't want no church today? Come here, ushers, let's take up an offering. They was Brother Dana Williams, one of the greatest preachers in America. Had been in our church preaching about three Sundays before that, and he preached over there on Nahab. And he preached on not for sale. Boy, what a message. We ought to not be for sale. And I said, let me tell y'all something this morning. Y'all don't like this. I said, Brother Dana preached 3 weeks ago, not for sale. I want to tell y'all this morning, I ain't for hire. You don't want nothing? Let's take up an offering, give to God, go home, come back tonight, see if y'all want something. Somebody say amen right there. It'd be good if we just get that honest. I've noticed the greatest church services we ever had is when our people want something. Our grandbaby went to Scottish Rites the other day. We not only needed something, we wanted something. Them altars just packed. There's a young lady below the church got hit head on. I see you 6 weeks. Didn't think she'd live. All them families attached to her in our church. You know what? We wanted something. And the most powerful services we've ever had is when we wanted something. You know why we don't see God move no more than what we do? We don't want nothing. You know, we've never had things so good. Lord's been so good to us.
I tell my people, I say, you know, I know you can't jump pews and run around the church. I know that. I understand all of that. But we can still be grateful. We can be thankful, Lord, how good that you've been to me. Brother Rick, we took that little grandbaby, our youngest, and we got four grand younguns. Wouldn't it have been a blessing if we could have had them first? They've changed my life. We was in the doctor's office the other day. She wouldn't eat. Hadn't eaten, eating about an ounce of feed and losing weight. And the doctor turned around and told my wife and my young'un, look, and he said, well, let us get the shock over. We got to go to the hospital. Said the baby's not well. You could just, no air left in the room. He said, I don't know if I can get a bed or not. He called and he said, go across the street. I began to send some texts out. Church began praying. Friends began to pray. And a woman walked up to the desk and said, we got a bed. Just come open. Give us about 30 minutes. Doctor walked in. Said, we're going to put a tube in this baby. Said, we're going to start feeding her. She's got to get some in her stomach. About 2 days that went on. We had wants, Brother Rick. People to church begin to pray. I'm going to tell you how good God is. He let us go home on that Monday. I come back in the house and my wife said, she's done eating 2 ounces. The next morning, this baby's done eat 3 ounces. But that evening, she done drunk 4 ounces. One evening this week at 3 o'clock, she drunk 3 ounces. 6 o'clock, she drunk 3 more ounces. You see, it's the little things in life. It ain't the big things. It's the little things that make it big things. That family laid in Birmingham for 6 weeks. Our church went and got a air mattress to lay on and go to sleep at night. Families took food 2 hours. 6 weeks. Brother Rick, I was leaving to go preach. Went by and had prayer with her. At the meeting, they called me on Wednesday and said she's woke up. Our whole church had been praying. You're the half the state was praying. Said she's walking. She's talking. She walked in the doors of her church 3 Sundays ago with 2 little old young'uns. Sat down in her place. Amen. Amen. You see, there's wanting something. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What you wanting tonight? Yeah. I've noticed that people really, when they get to wanting something, the Lord sees about them. Matter of fact, he done the first miracle in our Bible. He went and he said, hey, boys, go bring them water pots to me. They brought them back and they filled them to the brim. They took a little bit over there to the governor. He said, there's something different about this right here. He said, most people give the best they got first, but y'all save the best for last. What are you saying? You see, Luke's gospel, the devil took Jesus, visited with him 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible said Jesus did eat nothing. And this is what he said, if thou be the Son of God. He asked him that twice. The devil will try his best to make you doubt who you are. And he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying the devil will give you all he's got, the best he's got first. The Bible said that when Jesus was tempted 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible said that the devil showed him in a moment of time. It don't take the devil long to show you what he's got. This is what they said, and this is what I want you to get a hold to. We're going to have an invitation. Ma'am, if you'd come display something for me tonight, I'd be grateful. This is what they said. You've saved the best till now. Can I tell you the best wasn't yesterday? The best is right now. I seen this saint of God run around the building a while ago. I said, I sure am glad you're doing that. It ought to be about 100 of us right behind you. And you say, well, preacher, listen, I don't shout and holler. That's all right. One of the greatest women in our church. She never raises her voice. She'll never even raise her hand, but she'll have a tear come down her face. And she'll say, preacher, God sure has been good to me. Preacher, matter of fact, her husband one morning in Sunday school come to me. Right before the Sunday school teacher got up, and this was his word, it was always pastor. He said, pastor, is there anything I can do for you this week? I said, no, everything's good. And brother, he went and sat on the second pew by this woman. And God called him to heaven right there in our church in Sunday school. One of the greatest deacons that I've ever served with in all of my life. I'm glad I've not seen the best years ago. Said, he's kept the best wine till now. Church, it's right now. You say, well, it just ain't like it used to be. Well, let me tell you something. When Joshua took them folks in the promised land, they didn't get manna from heaven every day neither. But they experienced some of the greatest presence of God. Don't think it's over. It ain't over. It's just getting darker. Did you know that you can take one little light and put in this building? You put all the darkness in High Point, North Carolina in this building. It will not put that one little light out. But you put that one little light in all this darkness, it makes darkness flee. If there's ever been a time, church, listen to old preacher tonight. God's got the best right now. We still got the right Bible. We got the Holy Ghost. We've got people that still love the Lord. And what a great opportunity. This is what I said, and I'm going to be done preaching. I'm going to give it to this what I said, and I've seen it come to pass. This Christmas, I'll be at our church 21 years. This is what I've always said. Church, if we just keep old-fashioned preaching, we just keep our altars open. Keep a loving each other and loving on old sinners. Say, we'll have something to offer to community that the average church don't have to offer.
Amen.
God's proving it. People come in needing a friend. They don't need us to pull out the FBI and look about them. Jesus just wants us to love them and preach the gospel to him, because he's in the changing business. Now let me get to where God's at tonight. What you want? My sister, play. This altar's open. Won't you come to him tonight? I can tell you this, Jesus still in the miracle business. He can do anything. For you, for me, for your church, for your home, for your life, your marriage, young people, what you want tonight? What you need? I don't know about you, but I know he's kept the best for now. And I praise him for it. I thank him I'm in a good place tonight. I thank him I've still got the right kind of Bible. I thank him I'm amongst the saints of God tonight. And I praise him and I thank him. What you want? Really, down in your soul, what you want? Won't you come tell him? They did. What they had run out on them. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus still has the answer tonight. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. It always pay you to mind the Lord. Always.